He calls us to daily living our faith commitment, to live those gospel values and incorporate them into our lives. For our hope in the resurrection and eternal life is a way of expressing the ultimate trust in God, the way to live out our faith commitment. The mother with the seven sons did it, and so must we. But the question is, how can we do it today? I remember there was the blacksmith in my grandmother's village who had a vision one time that the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Look, the Lord has sent me to you. It's your time now to come home and live in the kingdom." And the blacksmith said, "You know, please, thank God for me, but as you know, the season of planting the crops is nearby. Village people need their plows repaired, horses shod. I really don't want to seem ungrateful to the Lord for thinking of me, but might it be possible for me to postpone my living in the kingdom until I have finished?" The angel looked at him very lovingly and said, "I'll see what I can do," and left. The blacksmith continued his work. When he was almost finished, he heard that a neighbor in the village had fallen ill in the middle of planting season. Again, the angel appeared. The blacksmith asked the angel, "Do you think eternity can hold off just a little longer? If I don't finish the planting, my friend's family will suffer." Again, the angel smiled and vanished. The friend recovered. Another barn burned down, and then another was in deep sorrow, for his wife had died. And then the list kept going on and on. And whenever the angel appeared, the blacksmith always had another story of compassion and suffering. Finally, the blacksmith realized, you know, that he was putting off living in the kingdom for such a long time. He was a little bit old now and tired. So he said, "Lord, if you would like to send me your angel, for I'd very much like to see him." And sure enough, the angel stood right in front of him and said, "If you want to take me, I am now ready to take my place in the kingdom of the Lord." The angel just smiled and said, "Where do you think you have been all these years?" And I was thinking about that. What about you and I? Where is our kingdom? Is it here and now? Or is it someplace we hope to get to in the future? Jesus is telling us that the kingdom is alive. It's living. It's already here. And it represents his vision of our life right here, right now.